Molly, dance with me tonight on BBC Radio Devon, which is actually quite good because, of course, tonight we got a bit of this on. Oh, always love this. Because normally what this music means for me is a glass of Pinot, a takeaway or three, and sitting there getting all excited for the Strictly Come Dancing, of course, which is on our TV screen Saturday night, BBC One. And we will be talking a little bit more about Strictly in Focus in a moment. But my guest today is Paul Donoghue, local professional dancer, and been dancing for many, many years, Paul.
Yes, good morning, Kerry.
Morning to you. Lovely to have you in. And see, you're dancing away to the music. He's clicking.
You've got to sing away. Ooh. I brought my dance shoes, Kerry. I thought we could have a little cha-cha.
Seriously, you haven't seen me yet. You haven't seen me dancing yet, but there's still time. Because that's a question for you, actually. Can anybody? I mean, I know we see all the sort of different levels of celebrities on Strictly. Is it possible to get anyone up and dancing?
With a little bit of time, of course.
We have how much time do we need?
Well, it all depends.
It all depends. Everyone's different, shall
Everybody
we say.
Everybody can dance. Everybody can have a go.
In some sort of form. Whether it's the normal dancing that we're used to or not is another thing, but everyone can have a go.
Absolutely. You've got the celebrities this week on Strictly Come Dancing. They're doing completely different dances. So they may have danced a ballroom last week, which they fell in love with and were beautiful, but this week they might have a Latin dance, which is completely different. So what we'll see with Strictly Come Dancing tonight is which dances a celebrity's suit. So when you talk about can anybody learn to dance, you might love the cha-cha-cha or you might love the waltz. So, but we run classes for absolute beginners, never danced before, and they love it. They come in, walk in, dance out.
And you've been doing this. I said you've been doing it for many years because Donna Hayes Dance School is celebrating 50 years of teaching people to dance. Now, obviously, that's not just yourself. I can see you've not been doing it for 50 years, but started off with Mum and Dad started
that's
the dance
right.
school.
Mum and Dad started it in 1968. We started in Manchester. Mum and Dad built up a great dance school, teaching children and adults to dance every day and night of the week. And I had to join in. I had no choice. I didn't get to go to football class. I went to dance school on a Saturday.
It's a good job you liked it then, really.
Yes,
it kind of helps, doesn't it?
Well, I love to dance. I love the music. You know, when you hear that Strictly song, it gets you going. And I love dancing, and I love teaching people to dance.
I mean, obviously, we know because of Strictly, really, the last sort of few years or so, it's become very popular indeed. And do you find at this time of year that you get many more phone calls, many more emails, because people are, I'd love to do that?
Yes, very much so. People, they see it on the television. They're sat at home with the glass of wine, as you say, and think, well, maybe you've got all these celebrities having a go at it, and like Judge Rinder said last year, you know, everybody should learn to dance. He loved it. And you get all these celebrities, whether they get knocked out in week one, week 10, or they're in the final, at the end of the show, they always say how much they've enjoyed it. And what we find more and more as Strictly progresses is that the men are happy to come along. You know, 10, 15 years ago, perhaps, the men felt there was a bit of a stigma with going out ballroom dancing, and perhaps not as cool as it could be. But now you've got these athletes taking part. You've got chefs like Simon Rimmer, you Paralympic champions. They're having a go. They're learning to quick step and they're learning to jive. It's fantastic.
And it comes from having that bit more of confidence, I guess, because you say being in your front room and sort of dancing around is one thing, but to get out into an open room where there are public, there are people there, all probably similar states of mind to you, that's one thing you've got to just jump over sometimes, your confidence, isn't it, and say, go on, shall we have a go?
We've always said the hardest step is that first step through the door, getting yourself along to a dance class, and you see everybody's nervous, you know, perhaps the husband's been dragged along by the wife.
We will do something romantic. Yes, you are coming to a dance class.
Or it could be the other way around. But getting through that door for the first time in a dance class, but then once you're in there, if you've got a nice class there that relaxes you and you just start with some nice basic steps, get the music playing, and before you know it, you enjoying some dancing.
It's also become very fashionable at weddings now, isn't it? Your first dance, rather than to do that sort of popular stumble around in a circle motion, which most of us have done. There are some quite impressive dance routines that come out now for a first dance.
Very much so. And a lot of our classes, we have young couples in there that are learning to dance with a view to their big special day.
And to wow their friends and family,
yes,
to show them how it could be done.
All in secrecy, of course.
Of course. And what sort of age range do you... I know you mentioned that you have children. So any age range can come in and boogie?
Yeah, that's one of the great things about dancing. It can attract all ages and all walks of life. All types of people can come through the door, and whether they're a young couple engaged learning to dance for the wedding or they're retired... couple looking for a new hobby, a new sport.
And do they have to come as a couple? Like, for example, if your other half doesn't want to do it, or perhaps something that you've been wanting to learn yourself, do you need to have a partner with you?
No, absolutely not. Most dance schools, including Donna Hayes, will provide partners, will change partners during the lessons. So it's a very sociable sport. So if you go swimming, you might go swimming and just do the lengths. But if you've come out to a dance class, you're in a nice group of people, all in the same position where they've never danced before, and we're all learning together.
And for people, because different levels as well, because you must have people that have been doing it for years and are really good, and then other people, as you say, just have always wanted to have a go and try it and just see if they get on all right. So do you have different levels of classes?
Yeah, very much. I mean, when they phone up, say, oh, I've got two left feet, you know, can you really teach me to dance? And we have special classes just for beginners, for people who've never danced before, specially designed so we can teach you some of the nice dances that if you were to go to a wedding or a dinner dance. And cruising is so popular at the moment, as you know from last week's guest. Whenever you go on a cruise, there's always a dance floor, there's always a band playing. You know, what could be nicer than being able to get up and have a little waltz on your holiday? And in our beginners classes, we can teach you those basic steps.
And I love as well now is the fact that the era is coming back to do this, because it's so lovely when you sit and if you're in that environment and you watch people dance and they just get taken away into another place and they're in their own little world, and it is just wonderful to watch, and you do get that envy inside of, oh, I'd love to do that.
Thinking, oh, I wish I could just get up and just do a few steps. You know, it's not necessarily about becoming a world champion, the new Shirley Ballas, and becoming the
that's never going to happen in my world, so
the world
about
Latin American champion. It's about, like you say, you know, you're on a cruise, you're at the dinner dance, you're at a friend's wedding, the band are playing. Just having the confidence, a lot of the time, just the confidence to get up onto that dance floor and have a waltz or a jive, you know.
And very social as well, because actually I hear on a Saturday, certainly from lots of people that have weekends away, or they have special nights that they put on all over Devon, that they're always doing it. And again, I know you you do your weekends as well, don't you? You actually get together with Strictly stars.
Yeah, we do.
You know some of the Strictly professionals, don't you?
We do some great weekend breaks across the country with all the professional dancers from Strictly Come Dancing. So our guests can learn to dance with Jeanette and Ali Ashaw, Anton, whoever your favourite Strictly pro is. We've got a dance weekend for you.
Did you just say Ali Ash then? Is he available?
I may have mentioned Ali Ash.
Yeah, put me down for that one. I like old Ali Ash. Well, of course, all the others as well. But something about Ali Ash, he just dances extremely well.
Well, he's good friends of ours, Ali Ash. And Gina, I'm afraid he got married a few weeks ago.
Well, there you go.
Sorry,
Kelly. And she's stunning as well, though, isn't
Jeanette's
she? His
gorgeous
wife. Yeah, absolutely. They are. And that's, again, one of the main things about Strictly as well, is obviously we love seeing the celebrities, but we love the professional, and we love to see the outfits, what they're wearing.
The costumes are stunning, aren't they?
They are.
They do such a great job. And we follow the professional dancers because they've been in it for so many years, like Karen Clifton. She's been in it for 6 years now. She's got the Chef Simon there. And it's great to see these professionals bringing out the best in the celebrities.
We'll be talking more about that in a a moment, and tonight's Strictly, actually, because we've got a bit of an insight as to what's going to be happening tonight, what songs some of our celebrities are going to be dancing to. So we'll have a chat about that. And if you want to ask any questions today, Paul perhaps has got you thinking about the world of dance and you've always fancied it, or if perhaps you do a dance group yourself and you would like to let everybody else know about what you get up to, feel free to send us a text, text Devon, and your message to 81333.
The latest traffic and travel news from Devon's radio station.
BBC Radio Devon.
Radio Devon.
Kerry White.
course. Bit of Whitney and I Want to Dance With Somebody, getting us in the dancing mood on BBC Radio Devon, because my guest in today is professional dancer Paul Donoghue, and we are talking, of course, about what he does in the world of dancing. But not only does he take up his time teaching other people to dance, he's very much a Strictly fan as well, because I've just found out that he knows quite a lot of the professional dancers and spends a lot of time with them through the year doing your Strictly weekends. Bit of inside information. You've got to bring some gossip in, Paul. Are you allowed? We might be able to perhaps chat to one or two of them in the forthcoming weeks as well, which would be quite exciting. So fingers crossed with that. But it started properly last week. Of course, we saw the sort of lineup and they put the get together with their partners a couple of weeks back. But they did their first dance
first last
week.
First live show, wasn't it, last week? And it was a bumper show, wasn't it?
Do you say 15 celebs have we got at the moment?
Yeah, we've got 15 celebrities. And last week, a record-breaking number of viewers, over 10 million.
Really?
Yeah, watched the opening show, the first live show of the season. And what a show it was. 2 hours, 20 minutes.
I know. And what I love about Strictly, again, we've touched on the fact that dancing can kind of go through all ages. But you know, my little 8-year-old loves it and tries to portray what the dancer does. She's just in her element. And then, you know, again, I love it. My mum loves it. Grandpa, everybody loves it, Strictly. Yeah, and
you
can, and it's not many TV shows that you can all sit down at now.
There's not many left like that,
no,
is there?
That
the whole
not.
Family can enjoy. I mean, it feels like you've got Saturday nights back.
Yes.
We step into autumn now and Saturday nights, Strictly.
And we
back.
Love it. Love a little. In fact, should we get a bit of music on in the background?
Yeah.
We love it. Let's put a bit of Strictly. There we go. Now we feel like we're really in the mood. Even Mark's grooving out there.
We've got a sing along, haven't we?
I see people are really excited about listening to me doing that this morning. Oh, Mark's got his head in his hands out there. Did you like? See, Mark doesn't watch Strictly. We need to get end of this, we will get him tuning in tonight. BBC One, he'll love it.
Absolutely.
I reckon he could be a bit of a dark horse, Mark. I reckon he could.
Do you think he secretly watches it?
Yeah, I do. But I think he's got sort of the hip movements as he walks. I think he could be quite a good dancer.
The swagger.
Indeed. And that's interesting, actually, because when you watch that first one where the celebrities come down the stairs and you're looking at them all and you do that thing of which one naturally straight away is going to be really good. And I know we've got a whole mixture of celebs in at the moment, from
right
the chefs
across the board,
to the ones that, you see, you've got like Simon Rimmer, who's your chef.
Yes.
And then you've got like Aston, who to me, I'm thinking straight away, well, he's going to be quite good. He's been in a boy band.
Musicality.
Yeah.
Off the chart.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's going to be fantastic.
So do you think it's fair when they're doing that sort of like lining it up? Because you do know that straight away some are going to be better than others. Or can they get better as time goes on?
They can. And the celebrities are with the best professional dancers in the country, if not the world. You know, we've got some of the best professionals on Strictly Come Dancing. They've had experience on Dancing with the Stars in the other countries. So you've got Chef Simon Rimmer with Karen Clifton, and you've got the likes of Susan learning to dance with her idol, Kevin.
Comedian.
Yes,
I saw it. She was almost in tears when she got Kevin.
Yes. I mean, these guys are some of the best dancers, of course, from Grimsby. So, you know, it's the journey, isn't it?
Yes,
it's
true.
Not just about coming out on week one and being fantastic. It's how these guys develop, how these guys learn to dance, improve the technique, and the nation grows to love them as we follow that journey.
And see surprises along the way as well, because you just never know.
I mean, last week's show, Debbie McGee, when she stepped
She's
out.
She's amazing, Debbie McGee.
Fantastic. 58, and she came out and danced.
Those legs.
That Paso Doble. It was unbelievable. Nobody expected that, and she got fantastic marks, second on the leaderboard, 30 points. So really, we can't wait to see what she's got for us tonight.
Because I always look as well when they do the pairing up bit, and it's a bit of a sort of common joke in our household. We watched the pros' faces, and you sort of when the lineup come of the celebrities, you can see that smile's painted on, even though they're going to get the one that they're thinking, oh no, it's all right, I'm going to have Christmas off, it's fine, because I know I'm going to be out in week two. But you know, as you said, it's okay, because like, rightly or wrongly, Debbie, she said herself, she's the oldest contestant in, and she was thinking straight away, and probably we were all thinking, oh bless, she's old. But she cut, and that's what I love about it. Then she comes out and completely amazes us all and go, okay, Debbie's going to be a contender.
But that just shows you, I mean, Debbie has got ballet training, so when she, in her past career, she has done some ballet dancing, but she's doing Viennese waltz tonight, and that's a very different dance. So we can say, well, they've danced before, but it's very different. You dance into the floor, you use the heel toe action rather than up as a ballet dancer. So it still is challenging for these celebrities.
So even though they might be good at one thing, this is the, again, it starts getting a little bit telly. So looking at our celebs tonight then, obviously, let's take a look. So we've got Ruth, of course. Lovely Ruth.
Yes. They've got the Charleston tonight. Okay. So
she'll be good at that.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're going to come out. They're going to have a lot of fun. They've got to entertain. They've got, because tonight the phone line's open. So we can all start voting for our favourite couple. And unfortunately, tomorrow night, somebody will go home. Ooh. It's so sad already. Somebody will leave tomorrow night. So Ruth and Anton, they've got the Charleston. It should be exciting. They've got to get that nice swivel action with the feet. But at the minute, Ruth is injured. She has...
I didn't know this.
Yes, she... She pulled a hamstring, so she wasn't able to do much training yesterday, but fingers crossed that she can come out
back.
Tonight.
Oh, gosh. That's a bit of a worry in itself, isn't it?
Because they train so much, Kerry, during the week now. They'll be putting 20, 30 hours in a week just for a minute and a half's dance. The amount of training these guys do, injuries happen. You know, because they're not used to that.
No, absolutely. And your body's being used in a way that it never has been.
Yes.
If you're not doing it normally. So good luck to Ruth tonight then. What about my husband's favourite, Gemma?
Gemma.
He likes Gemma.
She opened the show on Saturday.
She did. I believe she did. Yes. My husband would be able to tell you more about that than me, probably. But yes.
No, they came out. They did a fabulous cha-cha. And it must be so nerve-wracking. You know, you think you've got 10 million people there and you're opening the show. Mm-hmm. You're opening the season of Strictly Come Dancing. Wow. And Ali Ash, a fantastic dancer, a fantastic teacher, and he will really bring out Gemma over the coming weeks. He'll really show her off and do some great routines
for her. Because they've both got the height as well. They're both quite tall, aren't
they? Yeah, it's a nice tall couple. Mm. So, I think we've got some great dances to see from them.
She looks like she's going to be in for a few weeks then.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, that'll be joy. And to brighten up my night, because this is my one that I'm backing, is Davood, of course, from EastEnders, Kush.
Yeah, he had a great week last week.
He's opening, good.
Didn't he?
I like him.
Yeah, he did another cha-cha last week. And this week, very exciting. They've got the quick step. It's fast. It should have flight across the dance floor. It's got lots of steps. I think they're going to be really good tonight. Looking forward to them.
I'm not a professional, so you might laugh at the way I'm... But his footwork looks good to start with.
Yes.
He looks like he's got the right frame.
Yes.
And his footwork looked quite good last week, even though, again, it was just the first week.
Yeah, he had a great start, and we're going to see him build on that now. He's got one of the new girls, the new pro girls, Nadia, there, and she's going to be working hard with him on that footwork, on the hold. Because as I said earlier, they've all got different genres of dance this week. So last week he had the Latin, full of flair, full of cheeky cha-cha.
Suits him.
Yes. So this week he's got to get in ballroom hold. He's got to lead Nadia around that dance floor and look like he's leading her. So he's got to get that frame, he's got to get the flight of the quick step. I think it's going to be good.
Okay, and we've got some sneaky looks at the songs that they're going to be dancing along tonight to as well. We've got, we've got this one, of course, which we all love. A little bit of Ed.
Yes.
Castle on the Hill.
First Ed track of the season.
Yes.
I think we'll be seeing a few...
generally we do, don't we, Ed Sheeran? Who's going to be dancing to this one then tonight?
So, Joe and Katya are doing a tango to this tonight.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so Joe had a great week last week. He was third in the leaderboard. He did a jive. He did the Rockin' Robin jive. He slid across that car bonnet and lit the place up. He did a great jive for us last week.
So again, do you think they do that on purpose? They have them from like one extreme to the
other? Absolutely. It's the contrast now. He's third on the leaderboard there with his jive. He really gave it some. Can he do the ballroom this week? Can he get in hold? It should be full of passion. It should be sharp. Lots of staccato action. Shirley's going to be looking for good footwork from Joe.
Okay, so we've got Joe. What else have we got on? Let's have a look here. Let's go to this one. Who's this one? Ooh, I like this.
A cheeky cha-cha.
Cheeky cha-cha.
Shake your groove thing. Now, this is Brian Connolly's dance tonight. He's going to be doing a cha-cha.
Brian Connolly. Now, he's... because obviously we said one celeb has got to go. He's the one that's looking like he might be the one...
He's in a danger spot. He's second from the bottom last week. Those scores are getting added up. He's got to come out and entertain the nation. He's got to get the nation to
But this is a good song to do it to, isn't it?
It is.
This
it
is a good song
it's
to do it to.
It's a great cha-cha.
So we're loving this one. So Brian Connolly tonight to this one. Oh, good old CD player. Oh, what's this one?
Oh, Johnny Be Good.
Johnny Be Good. Who's this for tonight?
This is our Paralympian champion, Johnny, with his lovely partner, Ulti Mabuse. They are going to be jiving to this.
This is a good one again,
yeah,
isn't it?
This is, it's going to be full of energy. Johnny's wearing his blade tonight to get the energy and the lift. So it's going to be really interesting.
So that's another sort of hurdle, if you don't mind me saying, for him to overcome. Because, you know, for us with two legs and 2 feet, it's one way. But he must have to overcome so much more with the training.
Absolutely.
And especially, as you say, if he's going from, you know, he's actually going to be using the blade tonight.
Yes.
That must make a whole different dance for him.
Absolutely. He danced with his prosthetic leg last week. He did a wonderful waltz with OT last week. And this week, he's got the jive, full of energy. And I do believe he's really looking forward to that tonight.
And this one then. Oh, gosh.
Here's your man.
Oh, Davood.
Davood, Nadia, quick step.
I like this. This is going to be good.
It's going to be good, this. It's going to be really great. This could see them creeping up the leaderboard tonight.
I think it also helps as well that he's wearing see-through shirts. I love the way that celebrities embrace it, don't they?
I can't comment on that.
But certain, it makes you laugh when they get interviewed. I love this song. Oh, they're going to be so good at that. But that's what makes me laugh. When they first get interviewed about Strictly, they're, oh, yeah, well, yeah. You know, got to wear the lycra, got to wear the sequins.
Forced.
And then that second week out, well, the first week he was in a see-through shirt.
Can't wait.
It wasn't there, he was there. So we're waiting to see what he wears tonight and also what his dancing is looking like, of course. And this, of course. Oh,
well,
brilliant.
Yes, the nation will be on the edge of our sofas this evening. We've got the Reverend Richard Coles.
Oh, God.
He's going to be coming out. Will he be lowered on a cloud again?
Oh, no.
Who knows? American Smooth.
Although I think this might suit him a bit better than last week's one.
Yes,
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Again, at what point you must have a chat with your professional dancer as to be, well, I'm going to be the comedy one. I'm going to come down on a clout. So it'd be quite nice to see him in sort of almost in a sensible role, wouldn't it, for this?
He's going to have fun. You know, we can't wait to see Richard Coles back on that dance floor tonight. It's going to be entertaining.
Looking forward to that. And this, then, our final song, sneaky preview tonight. Bit of Despacito.
Yes, well, top of the leaderboard last week was, of course, Aston and the gorgeous Jeanette Manrara. Aston and Jeanette, they came out last week. Wow, they closed the show. They wrapped the show with that foxtrot, It Had to Be You. Absolutely stunning. And tonight, Despacito, Salsa.
He's going to be really good at
these
that,
are going
isn't
to
he?
Rock at this. And Jeanette, of course, she's from Miami. Her mum's Cuban. This is her dance. Salsa's in her body. This is her dance. She's going to come out with Aston, and we are going to see magic on that dance floor.
Looking forward to that. So, am I allowed to ask predictions for tonight? Do you think might be on the sort of top three on the leaderboard?
Well, I think Aston.
Yeah, you
Aston
reckon?
And Jeanette. Mm-hmm. I think they're already top. Dancing Salsa to Despacito. I think that should get the phone lines ringing. Darude with his quick step there. And we've not talked about Alexandra. Alexandra Burke.
Yeah.
She was fabulous last week. She did a wonderful waltz, Paso Doble.
She's going to be good at that,
yes,
I think,
with
as well.
Yeah, the gorgeous Gorka.
Of course, they're all gorgeous, actually. So, okay, so top three then. So you reckon Alexandra, Davood.
Yes.
And Aston, you think tonight. See, I think Debbie might be in there as well.
Of course.
I think maybe not Davood, I think Debbie might be the top three. So we'll have to wait and see. So it's on our TV screens tonight. It's Strictly. Thank you for coming in and talking all things dancing and putting me, but certainly the professional spin on it. I sit at home in my armchair having a go, but it's really nice to hear from somebody that knows what they're talking about, Paul. Lovely, of course, to see you. I think we might be catching up a little bit again over the next few weeks with Strictly. Yeah. And you never know, getting a few of the pros on, possibly.
Thank you. Yeah, and don't forget, if any of your listeners would like to learn to dance, we've got some great dance classes in Plymouth and Kingsbridge. We've got some beginners classes starting next Monday night at Plimstock High School and Tuesday at Kingsbridge.
To no excuses, Mark.
Absolutely.
You can be there. Should we get him on the dance floor?
I'm sure his hips were moving when we were playing Despacito there.
See, you said you can magic, put your magic on anyone. We should try Mark. Perhaps we'll do that over the next few weeks as well. But thank you. Coming up, we've got the latest news on the way with Lucy after some Michael Bublé.